Why are my horses always three wide?
What's he doing on this? No cover. Yes! She's back!
Woo! Welcome to Three Wide No Cover. I'm your host, Mick Wall, and very happy to be here. We're going to cover racing from Caulfield. We're going to go around the country, panel beaters. We've got it all. And we've got Simon Marshall here. How are you, mate?
Hey, Mickey, come on. Hey, reckon I am.
You're flying.
After last week.
You are flying, SD.
I had to chickity check the results and just kept going tick, tick, tick. It was a fill-up for punters last week. And Juan Pablo Montoya would have been very happy with the results after winning.
So just, we'll be very clear early here, SD. You are now six from your last seven around the country tips. Well, that is, in anyone's language, that's very, very good.
So you know what's going to happen this week, don't you?
Yeah, probably fall in a heap. And Benny, good to have you back, mate. We got SD's email this week on Sunday morning at 12:01 a.m. So just
and he's worked out how to use the highlighter as well in the emails.
He doesn't mind blowing his own trumpet, does he? How are you, mate? Very well, good, mate.
Someone's got it.
Thanks for having me back. I haven't been tipping as well as SD, but you know.
It's all right, mate.
Another week.
It's team effort. We're a team here. Now, Benny, I've just got to. I'm going to bring this up.
Preparation in the manning yard, mate.
Outstanding.
Now, this week.
Benny has taken to this role like a duck to water, and even today he's come in this beautiful shirt. It's got patterns.
Patches.
It's Julian Valance-esque. Do you know what's happened, SD? And we're wondering why he's not wearing it.
Not happy.
Can I tell you this?
Go.
We had a call from Julian Valance this morning because he's just landed back in the country. Can't be here yet. And he has said, you tell Benny Clifton to take that shirt off or cover it up. I'm the one with the flair. And we had to put a jumper on Benny.
Is that what happened?
Oh, amazing. Because,
can I give him a sneak preview?
Yeah, give me a preview. Look at this.
Say this is a little bit of Julian.
That's outstanding.
Oh, look at patches everywhere.
There you go. Well, Benny, while with you, mate, the track report, I assume we're focusing on Caulfield.
So we're at Caulfield this week. It's soft five at the moment. There's a bit of rain around Thursday and Friday, so I expect it to be downgraded to probably a soft seven. Rail out 3 metres from the true. There's a 33k westerly, which is a headwind in the straight, so you'll be looking for some cover, SD, as you'll know. And then the track will likely cut up on the inside lanes, so they'll be looking to get to the middle, particularly later in the day.
Rain? So
rain Thursday, Friday and Saturday morning as well, I think.
Righto. So last time we raced at Caulfield with these inclement, with this inclement weather and rain and whatnot, there was a few roughies that got up, Benny.
It can really turn
it on its head.
Yeah, it was brutal
that day. The rain was coming in sideways too. So well, let's have a look at Caulfield. We'll start with race four. The trip over 1,400 metres. Morrissey is your favourite at $4. Just ahead of Fight at $4.20 there. Smart Alyssum at $5, Persuader at $8, Bricktop 13, Falls at $15, and Santelmo Fuego at $16. Simon, let's start with you.
Thank you very much there, MW. Got a new set of binoculars here, folks, I'm trying out this week, so feel free to let us know how they go. Let's have a look at the speed map, shall we, for race four. Fight. Geez, he's won his last two. He's been pretty impressive. He's second in line in the market there. He's got to get across from a wide gate. He'll roll forward. But Morrissey will make him use, I would have thought. He'll come across and try and follow Falls and Epaulette Prince, who'll lead. Morrissey, I think, can sit one out, one back. Fight's got to either dig up the hill the first time drawn out deep or come back and try and look for some cover. Tricky little, might be caught in two minds there on Fight, so it's going to take a good ride to get across and get set. So I think Morrissey sits one out, one back. Smart Alyssum, who won last start, is a very good horse, this horse, is drawn the inside gate. Now, Lockie King, what are you going to do? You're going to jump and use and land in the box seat and be that little bit closer, because I think this race can be controlled on speed. In the middle, Santelmo Fuego will get a nice sit. Spartan Flame will get back, turn the tide. Tower Road. Bricktop will get back as well, cashed up, drawn out. And Angel Lass, also drawn a little bit awkward, will all get back. So, Epaulette Prince falls to lead. Morrissey and Fight are the key runners here, with Smart Alyssum kicking up on the fence. All that being said and done, Morrissey, he missed the run because his blood wasn't quite right 2 weeks ago when he was a short price favourite for his first run over the 1,400 metres. Team Corsons, well done to Troy Corsons getting on social media and jumping on the Odds Couple SCN Radio, sponsored by Sportsbet. He told us that his blood was just a little bit off, but the horse is fine. He's had that nice break in between runs. I think he can sit one out, one back, Morrissey. I loved his gallop out last start. He took a sit at Sandown. He took a sit at Caulfield 2 runs prior to that. At Flemington, he led and he was a sitting duck. Please don't lead on him. Look for cover, Morrissey. I think he's a real smart horse on the way up, going through his benchmarks this time of the year. I think he's the horse to beat to Follow Fools and Epaulette Prince. Smart Alyssum's the danger for sure. I just want to see a positive ride up on the fence there, Benny. I'm going with Morrissey.
So 28 days, Morrissey, no concern on the wet track?
No concern on a wet track. He's had a few runs and he's by Schnitzel and he'll love the juice. The wetter, the better for Morrissey.
All right, that's
why. And I'll tell you something about that. He's a charming man, Morrissey. And, well, I think just the big mouth will strike again there of Team Corson's. And if I can throw in, there is a light that never goes out, this preparation, it'll be for Morrissey.
I didn't know you were a Smiths fan.
Obviously.
Smiths fan, are you, Steve?
Yeah, I love the chips.
Yeah, as I thought, vinegar. Someone's fed you those. A few Morrissey songs.
Oh, wait, wait. What do you like, Benny?
So I'm steering clear of Morrissey because of the 28 days, just on the wet deck. But that might not be the right move considering SD's good form at the moment. So I started looking at the form and thought Smart Alyssum, and it had the perfect run last start. I'm thinking, should I look elsewhere? But I kept coming back to it. It maps to get a perfect run again. And last start, it really settled well in behind him and let down really well. It showed a really good turn of foot. Ran home in 11:48, which shows its class. I think it'll get the nice run again. The only issue, as we stated, was getting off the rails, which is up to Lockie King. But I think he'll have to look early to push off, and then it can finish off. I've got it marked $6. There might be a little bit of room to move in the market. And the dangers are Fight and Morrissey. I admit that it's a danger, but I'm going with Smart.
This race should be controlled by horses on speed, and that wind that you mentioned, they're just going to get a nice sit, you would imagine, off that genuine tempo
here. That's right. And I think Fight is under the odds for that reason. It would probably be working into the wind, and it might be find it tough at the end of the race.
Yeah. I can tell you now that both yours have been rock solid since market opens, but Fight has been the one they've come for a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see who we follow there. Now let's have a look at the next race on our card. This is race 5 at Caulfield. As I said, we're going to focus on Caulfield today. Organza is a nice short price favourite at $1.85 there. Noshio, $5.50. Elite Drake, fresh from Toronto, SD at $6. Ooh. Like to Think So, Flying Krupt, both at $10. Hussein Eagle at $15. And Travi, My Friend, at $26. Travi, My Friend, paid $26 the pace 2 starts ago, SD, when it nearly upset the world at $151 at Sandown.
Yeah.
Hasn't that just... and then it turned around, was shorter price, and now it's out again. And...
Mm. Yes, there's a bit.
Can you tell I was on it that day? The fact that you're both looking at me blankly.
There's a bit of toing and froing. Thank you for declaring. Yeah. But got to pick up that form again there, Mick. A little bit of inconsistency there with the Travi. Let's have a look at the speed map, shall we, for race 5, because I think Benny and I are on the same horse, and it's an absolute lock in here. Aussie Choice, I think, can work across from its outside barrier. This is 1,400 metres up the hill at Caulfield to where it plateaus out at the 1,100. Like to Think So will go forward. Elite Drake's in great form. You know he's strong on speed and he's got that kick and he's fit and he'll try and open them up. So he'll probably hold the fence. Like to Think So outside him. Aussie Choice then next best. Hanamosa's the interesting runner. The fly in the ointment for Organza, who's drawn nice inside, that can jump and maybe land either box seat or one out, one back, Organza. I'd be tipping Craig Williams here, won't want to try and ride too neat and pretty, and have Travi, My Friend, come across with Hanamosa and block him in. Craig Williams will be wanting to get off the fence at some stage, or maybe follow Elite Drake, and ride the fence, and then get out. So watch for that, because Flying Corrupt, his hardest to beat, is going to land outside Organza midfield. And then you've got Noshio. Interesting that he's drawn out in this gate. Can roll forward some stage and make a mid-race move down the side and try and block in the likes of Flying Krupt and also Organza, the hardest to beat. Watch for that tactic down the side from the 11, the 8 and the 700. And then Hussein Eagle out the back. All that being said, Organza just gets the best run. It looks too good to be true. This horse was scratched off there, Flemington on the weekend, the best backed runner last weekend, has the figures to win this race. Obviously scratched last week, I've got here. Drops from listed grade, group 3 grade, just missing this trip at Better Company. Drawn that inside barrier, Craig Williams. He just needs to get that right run. Now, if they try and outride Craig Williams on Flying Corrupt and Noshio down the side, Craig, don't panic, because that the horse that's going to get you out off the fence inside the furlong who's hard fit will be Elite Drake, who's going to lead on the paint. So nice little battle of tactics. Looks too good to be true, but I think Organza should be winning this.
Very, very good. Now, Benny, you like Organza too, and the one question I'm going to add to this, take us through your reasoning, but I would love to know for the punters, $1.85, do we go now or do we wait, and are we going to get a bigger price on the day?
All right, I'll cover that in my tip. But I agree with the Organza. Gets the right run. I found a lot of horses in this race were actually struggling for their best form. This is a horse on the up. It started $3.40 in a stakes race, and it drops a lot in class here. I think it'll get the nice run for Craig Williams, who is riding at 24% for the last 3 months as he was chasing the premiership, and he's streak clearing that. To answer Wally's question, I've got it marked $1.80, so I'd be locking in the $1.85, put it in all your
multis. How about that, Esther?
Jump in now.
Best bet on the program, I think.
Oh, yes, Benny. And you're both on it. This is, I go up on the world to line, Esther, you know that. Oh.
No quotes for that race? No songs to quote or anything?
Well, only tough times don't last. Tough people do there, yeah, Benny, yeah. So you've just lock it in. Organza.
Very good, Organza. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, more action from Caulfield. Welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. We'll continue our look at Caulfield now. Let's have a look at race 7 on the card. Gododden is your favourite there at $4.20. Sweet Jazz, $5. Golden Halo, $6.50. Voila, Tell Me, both at $10. Street Icon and Pinion at $11. Bit congested this market, SD. How do we see the map, first of all?
Yeah, 1,200 metre race down the side here, folks, race 7. So that you would imagine they'd be getting off the fence here at this stage. But here is the speed map and what I think will happen. News Girl, she's got good form at her best, but she's just been struggling the last couple. So you would imagine her to lead on the fence. The great Bratsky will follow and make it genuine speed. Street Icon can roll forward, so it sets up quite nice for horses that want to take a sit. And that being said, Tell Me gets a beautiful run here, drawn inside, lands on the speed, just over raced and got it wrong a little bit last start, had no luck with 100 to go. Gododden also can sit handy, probably two pairs back. The favourite, Blonde Choice, then Voila, a Radical Condor, Pinion and also Black Bliss. All like to take a sit around midfield. We'll get cover at some stage. And in that same vein of form that they'll be streaming in from the six, trying to get some galloping room. We know Voila had everything go right last start. Following them will be Golden Halo, Graceful Storm and Sweet Jazz. All get back and be trying to pick a path to get a run from the 500 at the top of the straight at Caulfield to the wire here. That being said, with enough speed in this race, Tell Me lands in the perfect spot. And I think with Mickey Poy's claim, he watched this replay last start that Voila won. Tell Me was just over racing, just a little bit slow out. She's a big girl and needs galloping room and space, Mickey Poy. So probably just ride her the percentages on the weekend. If I was riding her, I'd be happy to sit a little bit three and a half wide and just give her that galloping room running into that bend, being soft track and probably wanting to get off the fence. Remember, she was close up in a listed race. She was only three lengths off them. So over racing, held up last start, 56 kilos, gets the best run in the race, Tell Me. At a price, I'd be taking her on each way. She's the one I want to be riding. Gododden will get a beautiful run in the race. Voila, Pinion, Sweet Jazz and Golden Halo will be storming home late. But I'm hoping that Tell Me is kicked clear, hard fit at the top of the straight. With a furlong to go. And there's the horse to run down, Ben.
You got your tail up at the moment, don't you? $10 horses you're tipping.
Yeah, well, good. Just want to ride it.
I'm going with another Godolphin horse here, Gododden. First up from a spell, it sat on a hot tempo and accelerated off it, which is what we love when they're going through the grades. Then second up, it sat wide on a hot tempo and had a heart attack at the 400, which is not ideal going into its next run, but I've got a lot of time for this filly, I'm willing to forget it. So I've got to mark $5. There's $4 around there. I think she'll take it. Take a good spot just behind the leaders with Craig Williams on board, and I think she'll run a much better race than last time.
There you go, Benny. Very, very good.
Heart attack can't be good, can it? No. For a horse?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, Esther. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll have a look at one more race at Caulfield, boys. And we're having a look now at the Sir John Monash Stakes. Soothing is $4.40. Bandipur at $6.50, Heart Conquered $7, Jungle Edge $7.50, along with Crack the Code and Malibu Style. Princess of Queens $18, which jumps out there a bit. SD, mapping and tip, mate?
This is a really even market, isn't it, with Soothing $4.40, the favourite. Interesting gallop here, the 1,100 metres, the time on it, Sir John Monash. Jungled Edge from that outside barrier. He'll just jump free wheel early doors and come across at his own leisure. He'll lead this field for sure. Spending to Win and Heart Conquered are the two interesting horses for me. I like Heart Conquered because he can jump. He gets his toe into the track, which he handles, as you know. A drier surface than a heavier track that he's met in Sydney is going to suit him. He lands on speed. Spending to Win outside him, Oak Door, will probably come across with Jungled Edge. Then it sets up for those horses that like to take a sit and get a little bit of cover. Malibu Style, backing up in 7 days, dropping back an extra 100 metres, will probably box seat and want to be getting off the fence at some stage, or look for that cheeky ride cutting the bend up on the paint. And then you got Miss Norway, Soothing gets back, Princess of Queens, Bandipur, Hard Empire, I Thought So, Ken's Dream, Crack the Code to get some cover and get back too. So there's going to be a cluster of horses, I think, the way this speed map sets up from the 700 to the 500 metre mark. And the horse that really suits that on speed, skiing off Jungled Edge, is a horse called Heart Conquered. He's a big horse. He's coming over from Sydney, and he's Deprive and Bonhomie form. If those two horses were in this race, who he was just beaten by, when you go through his form, they'd be pretty short and they'd be hard to beat. Heart Conquered's a really good price for mine. I know he's only won twice at the 1,000 metres, but have a look at his 1,100 metre gallops. Better field than these he's met, and I reckon this just maps up well. He's a big boy. You get the galloping room, Benny, and he'll be the one they have to run down with 50 to go.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. He used to be a run-and-gun horse, Heart Conquered, and this prep they've taught him to settle a little bit more, and he's been finishing his races off really well. As you mentioned, the Deprive form is much stronger than this. It'd be an even money shot in this field. From gate five, Dwayne Dunn can really dictate where he wants to settle, and it could either go the lead or get some cover in behind him. I've got it marked 550. There's $7 out there. I'd be snapping that up quick smart. Just with the favourite, Soothing, I think that's under the odds. I know she flew first up last time. That was with J-Mac on board. I just don't think the conditions suit her as much as they did in that race. So I'm going with Heart Conquered.
Fair enough. Both on the same one, boys. Nice little each-way play for late in the day, SD. Yeah. All right, now let's have a look at something. We did this last week. We're going to do it again. It was very popular. We're going to have a look at some Black Book runners, Benny, aren't we? We've got our top five there on the screen, led by Travi, my friend. I was talking about it. I guarantee you that's off the back of that fighting second at Sandown at a massive price. Benny, mate, talk us through here and give us one that we can get around.
So a bit of a spoiler, this is going to be in my Around the Grounds tip. Race 8 at Gawler is Suplex City. It got too far back last start, has returned a much better horse as a gelding this prep. And the betting suggested last start it was expected to win, and I expected to win this.
She's race 9 Caulfield. There's a couple doubled up there. They're both last start winners. Come on, Carl and Tinker Moser. Whack them in your multiples because race 9, first fours and trifectas there with Sportsbet will be paying huge.
Yeah, and they'll definitely own your quaddy. And I'll tell you what, 12 and 18, you can have a two-horse pay on that one. There you go. All right, gentlemen, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to go around the country. Simon Marshall's on fire at the moment. Let's see what he's got this week. Hello, welcome back. Best part of the show. SD's on fire at the moment, so let's go around the country. All right, boys, we'll start where we always start, over in Perth. Who's tipping in Perth this week?
Did you have a look?
No, not me.
I had a look, but Blind Freddy could have picked winners there.
It's funny you mention that, SD, because I have done the tips for Perth this week. Because you're right, there is two absolute standouts. They're pretty short. But race 4, number 1, Gatting. Ooh. We're going to take that. Benny told me it's going to be very short.
What price?
And very, very skinny.
$1.20.
Yeah, and we're going to take race 6, number 1, Stageman. And that is your multi. And Benny's told me we're every chance of getting this up. I could be 2 for 2.
We couldn't have left Perth out.
There
I
you
like
go.
What you're putting in.
Love
there.
Our WA. Viewers, listeners, and everyone over there. SD, Morpheville, what do you got?
Thank you, MW, the captain there. Morpheville, some good racing there at Gawler this weekend. There's a Lockheed Race 5, number 4, Eckhart. He'll switch from his terrific run where he got too far back out of his ground. His win prior was terrific, $1.55. He's a lock-in. But I want to have it all up into race 6, number 4, Charosa. Gets to the 1,500 metres, fourth up here, this horse. Three deep, no cover. What a great show.
Working. Three wide.
Three wide. No cover. And I think I'd get that right. Three wide, no cover. Last start. But, geez, it was good. Very strong late. So, drawn gate 2 lands a little bit closer. 5 to 4 into 6 to 4. Gawler.
Beautiful. Betty?
Yeah, as mentioned, the Black Book of Suplex City for me. If you're looking for a winner late in the day, this is the one for you.
Very good.
And you both like the wet?
Yes. The wetter the better for it.
SD, you're playing up in Queensland, I assume?
Woo. We've rehearsed that better.
Oh, no, oh, no.
Come on, boys.
Where are we going?
We're going to Queensland.
Oh, Benny, you talk about this one because I'm with you. Outstanding, ran quicker time in the Class 2 on the same day. The horse is?
In Gear.
Had
a big boom on it before its debut, and you might not know this, SD, but it's very hard to lead at Ipswich, and it gets to the leader's paradise in Doomben, so it'll be hard to run down from the front.
Two-year-old filly, she's pretty good. Yeah.
Both on the same there. Now, Sydney, different views in Sydney.
Yep. Who ordered the Code Red? He can't handle the truth. Oh. Race 9, number 7, handle the truth. Yeah, a 3-year-old taking on older horses loves a wet track. And I'll tell you why I like it, because the Riverbird form's been franked. Very close up to Riverbird, who won again since. It's winner over this track and trip. Loves the going. Sits on gate one and controls the speed against the older horses. Thank you.
Benny, who are you playing in Sydney? Where are you playing, sorry?
Race 2, number 3, Cinquedea. The last two runs have been very impressive on the wet deck. We'll get the wet deck again. There's an in-form hoop, Blake Shin, who is going at about 20% this month. Expect it to firm. I'd be locking those odds in right now, because 420 is an absolute spoil for it.
All right, 420, an absolute spoil. That's the sort of confidence you want going into a TPSD. And Blake Shin, he is on fire. 20% is a good hit rate, isn't it?
20% is a great hit rate. And, you know, this is Benny's last show.
I know it's finished.
It's his last show before Julesy comes back. He's been fantastic. He's been growing. Been. What's been your favourite part about being on 3 Wide No Cover?
Probably just mixing with one of my heroes in ST. 13 time or 16. 13 time or 16 time Group 1 winner.
Yeah, we got there. And you helped me help change the graphic there, so thank you, Benny.
Yeah, no.
At least we forget.
That's a nice little impromptu moment, ST. This is why he's a great man, ST. One of the best going around. Caulfield, best of the day at Caulfield?
Oh, Ganza, just lock her in. Craig Williams, he can't stuff it up from there, can he?
Benny?
As they say in the classics, the wetter the better for this horse. Junipal, race 6, number 1. Down in class, it should be hard to beat.
Big hello to the Junipal connections there. Yeah. Some absolute names of racing there. Lockie McKenzie from Ballarat, our good friend there included. So, Lock, best of luck with Junipal. All right, so it's time for Paddle Beaters. SD, you love that. You love every time. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I do. I do. But we get to a stage where, you know, we're like a new opener.
Okay.
We'd like a couple of new stingers.
I know, mate. We're going to get you some
new
stingers,
I promise. We're going to get a new set soon, aren't we?
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Yeah, big news. Eventually. We won't see. Don't worry too much. Our panel winner this week is Jane. Now, Jane has found one of value here. Like to think so. Well,
welcome,
Jane. We're going to give you $10, which was the opening quote, or best on the day, Jane. It's against Organza, so we're just going to go Organza, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Beautiful. Benny, your multi?
So, to carry on the theme, Organza to win, Junipal to place, $3.50. Now, that is a real spoiler. One for the road
50.
For me, with Jules coming back.
That's a spoiler, isn't it?
Both of them will be winning. You'd be taking a multi, but Junipal to run a place at $3.50? Come on, man.
You've got to give him a spoil. My parting gift to the
viewers. Benny, it's nice. Benny, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on, mate.
Thanks,
welcome
Ben.
Back
thanks
anytime.
For having me, boys.
No doubt we'll see you again, because Julian does like to holiday and find the
Can't
chase
wait
the
to
sun.
See what outfit he has for us next week.
Julian said about your shirt, mate. We love it. It's fantastic.
I think Julesy liked it too, and that's why I had to hide it, just stealing the show a little bit.
Felt threatened by it, I think.
Been absolutely pleasure. Guys, have a great weekend. If you're punting, please do it responsibly. Have a cracking day out there at Caulfield. Brave the weather and get out there. See you later.